company makes or breaks you. This is commonly heard. And it's absolutely true. If you are with those who distance you from Allah and the deen of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's bad company. No one will ever describe that. No sane believer will say that's good company. Conversely, if someone brings you closer to the house of Allah, invites you to the masjid, Islamic gatherings, advises you and tells you off when you adopt bad character and bad manners, that's good company. That person speaks wisely. That person wants your betterment. Nobody will say he's wrong. He wants what is better for you. He's a believer. He knows you're a believer. He wants to be with you in Jannah as well. That's a true friend. Problem is, in today's society, in our communities, we very quickly mix with the wrong crowd. And when we're told off by parents, when we're told off by those who have more experience and they know about life, they know about which crowds are harmful, we take that as an attack. We go on the defensive. Who are you to say, I can hang around with so-and-so or not? Who are you to judge me? This is the mentality that's been created today. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, my best friend is the one who advises me when I do wrong or when I falter. That's Sayyidina Umar, Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen. We are nothing in comparison. Yet the arrogance we show, this ego that we have, is out of control. We don't want people advising us. Even though they're advising us for our sake. Not for them, it doesn't benefit them. It's our benefit. They want us to do right. They want us to do good. We should take the advice. Otherwise, there's so many people who neglected the advice, only to regret much later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good company and grant us people who guide us towards good company and who advise us when we do wrong.